This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Puck around the far corner, kept into the near point again. Clegg moves in, takes a shot, scores! Off the left side, Clegg, three games in a row, puts it away, and the Amherst now take a 2-0 lead.
All right, well, we don't have playoff hockey here in Buffalo, but we do just down the 90 in Rochester, and they are on to the second round into the North Division Final. The Rochester Americans beating Syracuse, sweeping them, back-to-back shutouts for Devin Levi. A lot of you who are older, like me, will remember Bob Sauve, back-to-back shutouts against the Montreal Canadiens in 1983. Sabres, this is when they had a best of five in the first round, okay? The Sabres go to Montreal. Bob Sauve has back-to-back shutouts, and they come back home and they actually sweep the Bruins, and then they go on to play sweep the Canadiens. They go on to play the Bruins. That was a best of seven, and that's the series. Goes to game seven, overtime. Brad Park scores, and I'm a 10-year-old boy, and I ball my eyes out. It's the first time I really remember bawling my eyes out after a sporting event after that happened. But it reminded me of Devin Levi and his back-to-back shutouts. And covering it all, also doing a great job covering the Buffalo Bills, is Jenna Cottrell. You can find her on 13 WHAM in Rochester, and she joins me right now on the West Her Hotline. Good morning, Jenna. Thanks for joining me.
Of course, Sal. How's it going?
I'm doing great. How was last night? What was it like? What was the atmosphere? And what's this series like in capturing Rochester?
Yeah, I mean, it's been so much fun to cover. Our own Dan Fates here at 13 WHAM and Buffalo Plus has been doing a great job covering. And honestly, I got to tag along last night and just go to the game. And I got to tell you, I mean, we were in Syracuse, but it felt like an Amherst home game. The amount of fans, they were so loud cheering for Devin Levi, just let's go Amherst. I was so impressed by the amount of fans that traveled for the game. And I got to be honest, like, the game itself was awesome to watch, just in terms of Syracuse, you knew they were going to come out desperate, an elimination game for them. And the way the Amherst just settled the score, had big moments, big goals. Devin Levi made some big saves. The defense played well. It was just such a team complete effort. And to see this Amherst team with a sweep against a team that they lost to last year, and it's been pretty even back and forth. So just to see the dominant fashion in which Rochester was able to take care of Syracuse, it was fun to watch.
They have won 8-0 over the last two games, 11-2, the overall score in this series. They sweep 3-0. But this is a team that kind of has been on track all year, right, Jenna? I mean, this isn't the team that just kind of showed up in the playoffs. They've been pretty consistent, and they played winning hockey all year.
They really have. And, you know, this is first year for head coach Mike Leone, and there were so many questions after Seth Appert left. He had established, you know, such a great culture, just such great buy-in. It was like, you know, there's obviously the talent there, but it was like, how will things come together under a new head coach? Because obviously things would be different, but just the buy-in that you've seen, like you said, the talent, and they really consistently have done such a great job performing out on the ice. And you just see it, you know, we've been around a lot of teams in Western New York, obviously for the Bills, and it's like sometimes there's just something special about a team. Like, yeah, they have the talent, they have the skill, they have the grit, But then there's also that little bit of X factor. And we've been talking, it just feels like that this team is, they're special. There's just something about it. And so to see the way they performed so well in this opening series, it kind of made it seem like, all right, yeah, this is what we've seen all season. And this is something that could hopefully go very far in the Calder Cup playoffs.
So you have Devin Levi. I want to get to him in a second, but how else have they done it? Who are some of the players this year who have really stepped up their game that people in Buffalo should be a little bit excited about to have in the organization?
Well, I think, like, especially the series, Cale Klig, three goals in three straight games for him. He's someone that's just been able to be a playmaker. And like I talked about, like, when the shot is there, he takes it and he's able to capitalize. And in the playoffs, you know, there's only so many opportunities. So to come away with that, Mason Yops is another guy to me that he had the first goal last night, a breakaway. This captain that's kind of stepped into this and just played really well. And then obviously getting guys like Yuri Kulik back, Isak Lozayan, I mean, Noah Austlin, like, it's all come together in a way that's been really fun to watch. But yeah, and then we got, I mean, Levi is just, he literally one moment last night, like, stood on his head. Like, after he made a great save, he kind of got tripped up, and instead of just kind of rolling to the side, he did a handstand. But it's like, he's just so engaging to watch. He had an incredible toe kick save. Like, he's just, you know, I felt for the Syracuse players because, you know, as someone who's played sports, there's just sometimes where you see a goalie that gets hot, and you're like, no matter how many shots you get on net, you know it's just not going to work out. And I feel like with what Devin Levi has brought this whole series, last couple of games, like, you knew it's going to be something special. And, you know, he weathered the storm. Great defense overall, too, by the Amerks. But it was just – it was electric to watch him. I tweeted out after the game, like, Devin – the Amerks are a wagon, and Devin Levi is a wagon. And honestly, after the game, you know, I asked him, I'm like, when you're locked in like that, like, what is going through your head? And he's like, honestly, it's just – I'm just trying not to focus too much on it. Like, it's just staying in the moment and not making the moment bigger than it is. But he has done a phenomenal job of managing the moment. And it's obviously the results have been very good for the Amherst.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Young player who, you know, you see this a lot in the minor leagues, you watch them kind of go through their growth, but on the ice and even off the ice, have you noticed a difference in Devin Levi, his maturity, his approach to the game, and has that been a big difference?
I do, and like, these guys are so young, and I think sometimes, especially in terms of like the media stuff, because that can be overwhelming. I mean, as someone who usually is the one behind the camera, you know, pointing the camera at players, sometimes when you're in front of it, you're like, oh, this is a little scary. The lights get bright, all this stuff. But you definitely see the maturation process of him and just the confidence that he has. And you see that both off of the ice as well as on it. And these big moments, the lights are not too bright for him. And that's been what's been so encouraging. And I think also, too, he's very humble about it. Like, he's very much giving the credit to his teammates, to the offense, to how gritty the defense was, to coach. Like, I look for that also in a player. Like, in your successes, who do you credit as well? And he seems like a guy that has that team mindset, that selflessness, and that really does feel like it trickles throughout the entire group. But just seeing how much he has grown from really a year to where he's at now, it's really cool to see. And I do think that there is an apparent difference in just the way he carries himself. And, you know, last year he said playoff hockey is the most fun he's ever had. And Dan Fates asked him last night, like, you know, that was when you guys ended up losing the series. Now that you're winning, he's like, it's even better. And you can see that joy on his face, too.
Yeah, no doubt. That's pretty cool. Jenna Cottrell joining us here on the Wester Hotline. All right, so what's next, Jenna? The Amerks beat the Crunch. They are the first team into the next round after winning the first round. What happens next, and what is the schedule set up for, and what does it look like?
Well, so this is what's a little weird, is that on the other side of, in terms of who they would play, LaValle and Cleveland, that series just started. So the Amerks have a stretch right now where they get in rest and practice, some reset, but really we're looking at not this week, but next week possibly when things kind of start. So it's a little bit different because Cleveland and LaValle are playing right now. So, and they obviously, the AHL wants to give them a bit of rest after that series ends. So there's going to be kind of a unique break right now where the Amerks can have that time. Now, I know for a lot of people, like, oh, more rest is great. But when you're playing this well and you're in a groove, you almost want to just keep good things going. So this will be a little bit of a unique thing just timing-wise because normally it's not set up like this. But I expect, you know, I even asked the Amerks yesterday, like, you kind of have this longer break. And they're like, yep, it's just, it's the same. It's the routine will stay the same. And I think that's when things kind of go awry. It's like the routine helps ground these guys. So it'll either be the winner of LaValle, or it will either be LaValle or Cleveland that they will meet next. Cleveland, really good team. LaValle was the best team in the North Division. Really talented group. Cleveland trying to give them their best. LaValle is up 1-0 in the series so far. But we will see, and we'll wait, because unfortunately we do have to wait. Just wait to see who the Amerks will play next.
If you go to Jenna's X, it's at Jenna Cottrell, 2 T's, 2 L's, you'll see her banner, not her profile picture, the one above that, is her falling down when Tre'Davious White and Mike Evans basically ran her over. This is the Mike Evans play, right? This is when it's happened. Yes. I remember this. I remembered it was about maybe 20 feet away from me. And oh my God, like everybody, oh my God, and you got up, you were a trooper, obviously. But I look at that and I think about now Tre'Davious White is back, right, with the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
What do you think about bringing back Tre'Davious White and, you know, the moves they made before the draft, Tre'Davious White, Dane Jackson, and kind of revisiting that at the cornerback group?
I mean, I love Trey Way. I love what he brought to the organization. Obviously, the two injuries, those are tough, and that's tough for – one of those is tough for a player to come back from, let alone two. But the Bills, having him back in the building, I just think that, why not? He's a guy that's obviously familiar with your personnel, with your system, and you can see what he has left in the tank. And so I think it makes a ton of sense. Dane Jackson is another guy that's played his best ball in Buffalo. So why don't you see – we know we're going into training camp time where there's a lot of guys on the roster. I think it's advantageous to just see what these players that have been in Buffalo, what they can add or if they can add something to the team. So, yeah, I mean, I love the move. I just think, and, you know, we were there at the press conference when Trey came back. And, you know, Trey has such a joyous energy about him. And I think when things went with the Achilles and the ACL, he kind of became a quieter guy, and just to see him back and see the light back in him in a way that, like, he got to show his personality and all those things, it made me think, okay, this is a guy that's really in a good place. And so I was excited to see that he was back, and he was back in a way that I think can really, really add to this team. And even now, like, being an older player, like that mentorship role, I think he's someone that would take on that role, because not every guy wants to be a mentor. You know, some guys are like, right, no, I got to focus on my own thing. But I see him being someone that wants to embrace that role, accept that role. And we'll see, because obviously, I mean, Maxwell Hairston, I think he has a lot of the traits, the talent that you see, but also there's such an acclimation period and getting ramped up for the NFL. I think Trey can help out. And honestly, I don't know about you, Sal, but their personalities, like, there's a bit of similarity to me in, like, the way that they handle themselves and just how, like, fun they are with the media. I don't know if you feel that, too.
I do, and we're going to meet Max Hairston for the first time next week at, rookie minicamp. They're also kind of the same size, a little bit, right? A little smaller, a little thinner, obviously. So it's going to be really interesting to see all that. You get Max Hairston in the first round, Jordan Hancock, Dorian Strong, they really kind of made over and added to that corner group. And then, of course, you have a few other draft picks as well. Landon Jackson, TJ Sanders, Deion Walker, Caden Prather, Jackson Hawes. What was your favorite draft pick for the Bills as far as maybe a player who can come in who you think, you know what, this guy might be able to really kind of come in and make a pretty good impact right away?
I was really excited about Landon Jackson. Yeah. I just think that the size that he has and just his motor, I loved that his teammates called him crazy, which in the NFL is a good thing. You know, that high motor, the production. I just think a guy like that, I want to see what he can do. And I think he can be one of the guys that can step in early on and get some playing time and play well and kind of develop. So he was someone that I was really excited about. Also, full disclosure, he has a very cute dog named Honey. And I'm like, I love that too. I was like, that's adorable. But he was really fun in his you know, post-draft press conference talking about, I have my wife, I have my dog, and I have football. And I just think he's someone that seems like such a Billsy guy in terms of the personality fit, the demeanor, and just something like that. But overall, like, I expected them to go defense heavy. That's what they did. Mm-hmm. I think they needed the resources, and they went out and did that. But he's someone that I think can really pop. And I'm excited to see how it works out. Like you said, rookie mini camp is next week, so we get to really meet these guys in person and hear a bit more about them.
Yeah, no doubt. I love it. I think Landon Jackson, to me, is like an old soul, right? He's 22.
Yes.
He's married. He's got a mini golden doodle, right?
Yes.
You're right about that. I mean, this is crazy to think about that, and you're right. He'll probably fit in right away in a locker room. And it's tough sometimes on guys that come in as younger guys to fit in right away with people been, you know, they've been married, have kids at different stages of their lives sometimes. We talk about when Tremaine Edmonds was drafted, and he was so young, but, you know, he had a bit of a pedigree with his dad. Good thoughts on there. Jackson Hawes is interesting too, right? I mean, here's a guy that, you know, he's gonna come in, and I saw a tweet, and my apologies for not knowing the Twitter account that said it, a Bills fan Twitter account said, the Bills have a bunch of guys at tight end who sound like they should be the lead in a Western. Dalton Kincaid, Dawson Knox, and Jackson Hawes will fit right in.
I did not see that.
Yeah.
That is really funny. Shout out Bills Mafia. They got some great tweets. No, you're right. I think he's an intriguing pick. Obviously, like, I mean, the way he talks about blocking, like the love that he has, the violence, I believe, wasn't that the word? Like,
yes.
He loves the violence of it. It like, that's what you need. And I think for them, like with Quinton Morris, whatever that is, with him not being on the roster right now, and then with Alec Anderson, what will that do for just the offense and what they want to run? I think it's an intriguing pick, and I think he's someone that there's a path for him to get out on the field very quickly. So we'll see what it all looks like. But, yeah, I mean, look, I will say I was one of the people that was hoping they would draft a wide receiver before the seventh round. I know we don't have to get all into it, but I think by them also adding Elijah Moore like this last week, I think they did a good job in the draft. This is where you have to, you know, get the bulkier guys going forward for training camp. I think they did a nice job rounding out the roster at spots of need and adding, like I said, a wide receiver in free agency. And I like where this team is at now heading into rookie minicamp, OTAs, and then training camp. I think they're in a good spot where they want to be coming out of the spring.
Yeah, real quick, since you brought it up, I'll ask you, with a couple of minutes left here, what did you think about Elijah Moore and the ad? Could he make an impact on this team? You know, where does he fit? It's a guy that 61 catches on the Browns last year, literally would have been almost double the second wide receiver on the Bills last year, who was Mac Hollins and Curtis Samuel tied at 31.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? Like, looking at the stats of that, you're like, wow, that's pretty unbelievable to look at. But no, I like the ad. I think he can give that vertical threat that the Bills offense, you know, stretch the field, which we've talked about always wanting to add. I think he can do a good job of that. Now, I think in terms of quarterback play, Josh Allen elevates everyone, but especially for him, it gives him the opportunity to play with a guy that obviously is the NFL MVP. So I think he's shown the catch-wise, he has the hands and all that stuff. So I think it's a good ad. It makes a lot of sense. I think you raise the floor of that receiver room, which I think is an important piece because there's obviously guys that you're still hoping take a step forward, but to at least raise the floor, I think it's really nice and a spot that you need to be in as you head into training camp in the summer.
Whenever Jenna's on, we always get great feedback, and everybody loves hearing from her. You do such a great job. But that being said, we can let everybody know where else they can find you because you guys do a great job on the Buffalo Plus podcast with you and Mike Catalana and Dan Fates. So if you want more of Jenna, you can get more of Jenna. Let everybody know where.
Yeah, thank you so much. That's very sweet. So we have the Buffalo Plus YouTube channel. We do a podcast on there. We do a whole bunch of videos as well. And then if you're in Rochester locally, you can find me on 13 Wham, Channel 13. And yeah, I'm on Twitter as well, Instagram. My name is Jenna, J-E-N-N-A, last name Cottrell, C-O-T-T-R-E-L-L, and my handle is just my name. So if you are interested in following along, I'm here for it.
And we have ruled out, you are not related to Ted Cottrell, right? You guys, the old Bills coach, we've done this before, right?
Yes. No,
okay.
It's wild, though, because there's not a lot of people, like, my family's not from Western New York, uh-huh. So when I moved here, I was like, oh, interesting. And there are some Cottrells in the area, but there is no relation, unfortunately.
All right. Well, listen, thank you so much for joining us today. Have a great weekend. We'll catch up at Rookie Minicamp, I'm sure.
All right, sounds great. Thank you so much.
All right, you got it. That is Jenna Cottrell. You can find her online on Twitter. She does such a great job. High energy. I love it. I always tell her that. She brings the energy on the radio. That's what I love about it. She does a great job on TV as well. And, of course, she went to Syracuse, right? So we have that, and that's why we love Jenna as well. At Jenna Cottrell on X/Twitter. You can find her right there. And yeah, that I remember that moment, that day. The moment the Bucks came to Buffalo 2017, Trey White knocks the ball out of the receiver's hand towards the end of the game to win the game. Before that, Mike Evans catches a touchdown pass right in the corner of the end zone, and he catches it. He slides, and Jenna's right there, and she gets tripped up, and bam. She's got the camera in her hand, falls down, and she's got that as her banner on her Twitter page. Thankfully, she was okay right after that, trooper. But yeah, that was a pretty viral moment, actually, when that wound up happening. We'll take a timeout here. When we come back, we'll wrap up this hour of the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. We will prepare ourselves for Kentucky Derby Survivor. Maybe you have no idea of the names of the horses in the Kentucky Derby field. I kind of had no idea of the names until I start looking at them coming up here, because we're just going to do this off the cuff and say, you know what? I kind of like this horse. I don't like that this horse. This is who I'm eliminating. And we are going to get to one horse to root for between Evan and I here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory and that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.